Hi, wherever you're listening to me, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is today's Tech Briefing. WhatsApp yesterday announced that you can now edit your messages for up to 15 minutes after sending them. Whether it is correcting a simple misspelling or adding more context to a message, users only need to long press on a sent message and choose Edit from the menu that pops up, the company said in a press release. Edited messages will display edited next to them, so those you're messaging are aware of the change but without showing edit history. As with the regular messages, media and calls, the edited ones are also protected by end-to-end encryption, according to WhatsApp. This feature has started rolling out to users globally and will be available to everyone in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, Meta, the parent company of WhatsApp and Facebook and Instagram, has been hit with a record-breaking fine of 1.2 billion euros, or about $1.3 billion, by European Union regulators for violating EU privacy laws, CNN reports. The fine follows an inquiry by the Irish Data Protection Commission and highlights the uncertainty surrounding the legal transfer of EU users' data to servers outside the EU. The European Data Protection Board stated that Meta's processing and storage of personal data in the US violated the region's General Data Protection Regulation. This fine is the largest ever imposed under the GDPR, surpassing the previous record set against Amazon in 2021. Meta has been ordered to cease processing the personal data of European users in the US within 6 months. The company plans to appeal the ruling. Meta attributes the issue to a conflict between US rules on data access and the privacy rights of Europeans. Efforts are underway to resolve this conflict through a new transatlantic data privacy framework. However, the absence of a replacement for the Privacy Shield, a legal framework struck down by Europe's top court in 2020, jeopardizes businesses relying on the transfer of EU user data to other jurisdictions. Meta criticized the European Data Protection Board's decision, stating that it sets a dangerous precedent and undermines the ability to transfer data across borders. Ireland, where Meta is headquartered, faces a delicate balancing act between retaining major US tech companies and aligning with the EU's stringent approach to tech regulation. The country hosts the European headquarters of Apple, Meta, Twitter, and Google, which have significantly contributed to its economic growth. Ireland's low corporate tax rate has been a major incentive for attracting these companies, CNN notes. The media company also points out that a year earlier, Apple won an appeal against a European Commission ruling that it owed 13 billion euro, or about $14.9 billion, in taxes, ruling that the EU executive had not proven that the company had received illegal state aid in the form of favorable tax agreements with Dublin. The Irish government sided with Apple in that dispute, according to CNN. In some IT services news, Tata Consultancy Services yesterday announced an expanded partnership with Google Cloud and the launch of its new service, TCS Generative AI. This collaboration aims to provide bespoke business solutions that leverage Google Cloud's generative AI services to accelerate clients' growth and transformation, the company said in a press release. TCS has developed a portfolio of AI-powered solutions in various domains and is working with clients to explore the application of generative AI in their specific contexts. These services will be based on Google Cloud's generative AI tools and TCS's own solutions, combining contextual knowledge, design thinking, and agile development processes to deliver transformation solutions, TCS said in its press release. The company has been investing in scaling its expertise in cloud technologies and has over 25,000 engineers certified on Google Cloud. TCS plans to train 40,000 associates in Google Cloud Generative AI to meet the anticipated demand for its new services. In some startup funding news, Chalo, a startup in Mumbai, has raised $45 million in Series D funding and secured an additional $12 million in debt as it seeks to enhance its mobility offerings and expand into more international markets, TechCrunch reports. The funding round was led by Avatar Ventures with participation from existing investors Lightrock India, Waterbridge Ventures, and former Google executive Amit Singhal. The debt financing came from Trifecta and Stride Ventures. The latest investment brings the company's total funding to $88.6 million, according to private markets insights provider Traction. Chalo aims to revolutionize bus commutes by empowering bus operators to adopt digital payments and improve commute tracking, according to TechCrunch. The startup installs GPS systems on buses, allowing customers to track their journeys in real time through the Chalo app, which also sells tickets and monthly passes. The company is currently operating in more than 50 cities in India, tracking more than 15,000 buses, and has plans to expand its fleet of e-vehicles and enter additional international markets. That's it for this briefing. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hariharakli. Thank you for listening.